USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Negotiators from the Trump administration are on Capitol Hill. They're hoping to coordinate with lawmakers to work out a deal for a new coronavirus economic relief bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says,
I will once again make the offer will come down a trillion, you go up a trillion, and then we'll be within range of each other. But again, this is a very different set of values across the table.
President Trump says he's considering executive orders involving evictions and unemployment insurance. The government says job growth slowed last month, but White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is pointing out the unemployment rate has dropped.
It wasn't as difficult economically as some people feared, and I expressed my own concern about it. So that's got to be a big win.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. economy added 1.8 million jobs last month as the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. With some good news, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
This latest report follows the 4.8 million jobs that were added in June before a spike in COVID-19 cases. Alandy Kerr-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.8 million in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. These improvements in the labor market reflected the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In July, employment rose in several major industries, with the largest gains in leisure and hospitality, government, retail trade, professional and business services, other services, and health care.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The leader of one of the nation's most influential evangelical Christian schools is taking a hiatus. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has more.
Jerry Falwell Jr. is taking a leave of absence from his role as president and chancellor of Liberty University indefinitely. It comes several days after Falwell posted, then deleted, a photo from social media of him posing alongside a woman with his pants unzipped and his arm around her. The university was founded by Falwell's father. Jerry Prevo, chair of the school's board of trustees, said in a statement that Liberty had experienced academic, financial, and spiritual success during Falwell's tenure, but adds that unfortunately, quote, substantial pressure comes with that success. Falwell talked about the photo with a Lynchburg, Virginia radio station earlier this week.
Even though COVID-19 cases are on the rise, some things, such as court cases, need to be handled. KOVR TV reporter Melissa Perlman is in Sacramento.
Steve Hershauer has been taking shelter in place seriously, staying home, wearing a mask.
I got requested for jury duty, and I just didn't feel it was right during this COVID-19.
Now he doesn't want to put himself at risk. As thousands of prisoners are walking free for early release because of COVID-19, Steve says it's not fair the health of prisoners is being considered, but not his own.
Early releases because of COVID-19, it just doesn't seem right.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.